ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I stick my neck out for nobody.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Pedro Fernandez.
And the sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. And, of course, today we do 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The first hour devoted to the sport of boxing. Of course, a big boxing weekend tonight. Floyd Mayweather undefeated, taking on Miguel Cotto in the pay-per-view main event live from Las Vegas in the MGM Grand. And, of course, the UFC goes off as well tonight. And East Rutherford, New Jersey, I'm talking about on Fox Sports. I'm going to take about on Fox TV. So it's on network TV, and that's at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So lots of things to talk about. We'll talk about MMA in hour number two right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to join us, impart your views here on the show. We have toll-free phone lines all across America. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can also follow us on Twitter. Twitter using the hash mark or at ringtalk.com, at ringtalk. Plenty of stuff to talk about at ringtalk.com. We'll talk about the passing of Andy Gannigan. We'll go into the Manny Pacquiao news blotter. We'll talk about boxing yesterday and today. And, of course, we'll talk about the Mayweather-Cotto fight. Lots of things to talk about. Open phone line once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, and live worldwide via the Internet.
Never thought I'd find anyone quite like you, to share your life so willingly, and gladly give your love to me.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a rock hard weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
It's the debut album by Dead Sara, featuring Weathermen. Dead Sara, available now on iTunes and Amazon.com.
There's only one Mayweather. There's only one Mayweather. He talks the talk and he walks the walk. Walking to the money land.
Little Rick Stevens here on lead vocals, bringing us back from the break. Of course, Rick Stevens getting out of prison June 1st after 37 years. He will be featured in an article I will be submitting to Rolling Stone magazine mid-June, early July. So Rick Stevens getting back out after 37 years. Of course, the second Tower of Power lead vocalist. There were 19 in all. Speaking of Tower of Power vocalists, boxing expert Lenny Williams will be here in about 10 minutes to talk about tonight's Floyd Mayweather-Miguel Cotto fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Don't forget, we're on Twitter, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk. We've got a poll going on at ringtalk.com right now. Who wins tonight? I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather and Miguel Cotto. And not surprisingly, Mayweather's a favorite in the minds of a lot of people, but not by the numbers in which I thought he would. I mean, I thought he'd roll through this poll like, you know, like 80 to 20 or something. Right now, it's 55.5% for Mayweather, 42% think it's going to go to Cotto, and 2% think it's a draw. We'll talk with Lenny Williams about that, and of course, Mayweather being the favorite in Las Vegas by some people as high as 6 or 7 to 1. I had him a 3.5 to 1 favorite. And when I set the odds at ringtalk.com, I do so with the having learned from the great Herbie Lambeck. He was considered the best bookmaker, the best odds maker. They call him Hoops because he did basketball so well. But Herbie Hoops Lambeck, the now retired bookmaker out of Leroy Sportsbook in Las Vegas, Nevada, downtown Las Vegas, he was the one that set the boxing odds, considering boxing's number one premier handicapper. And, of course, I used some of that strategy that I inherited or I absorbed when being around this guy. I mean, having lunch or breakfast with him was always a pleasure when I went to Las Vegas. Of course, we always went to the seediest joints in town, downtown Las Vegas, but they delivered good food, and I always got to draw some knowledge out of the great mind of Herbie Lambeck. But I had to fight 3.5 to 1, and I'll tell you about that a little bit later in tonight's show, today's show, as to why I do have it a 3.5 to 1 fight. But first, let's deal with some unfortunate boxing news. I'm talking about the passing of Andy Gannigan. He was a Hawaiian Punch. In fact, in 1982, I got to meet the young man when he fought Alexis Arguello, I believe in April of 1992 or May of 1982, and it was at the old Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I met Sugar Ray Robinson a couple of years later. But I was down there with my ex-girlfriend, Maria Ramirez Franco, and if today is May 5th, and it is, I believe, it is her birthday, so I believe she's turning 51, so happy birthday out there to you, Mrs. Franco. But her and I were at the Aladdin Hotel that day, of course, for the fight, and it was televised on CBS Sports. This was back when boxing was like the thing. I mean, boxing was drawing great ratings. Guys like Alexis Arguello and, you know, Ray Boom Boom Mancini and people like that. They were Roberto Duran. They were drawing great, great numbers on Ray Leonard, you know, Marvin Hagler. They were drawing great numbers on television, and network TV was still involved with boxing, and CBS and NBC were involved, of course. The CBS had their fights usually on Saturdays, sometimes on Sundays, and then NBC would flip their fights between Saturday and Sunday as to whether they had live pro football or not. And then the wide world of sports, you know, that was always a Saturday afternoon big thing as far as boxing was concerned. And you sort of knew when the fights ended early, when you watched ABC's Wide World of Sports out here on the West Coast, you sort of knew the fights ended early when at 5:15 there'd be no fight on yet. And the fight would start like at 5:30, so you figured they had a half-hour time slot in order to fit this fight in, so that meant that the fight went short. And this was back in the days before the internet, back in the days when it cost you like $6 a minute to call long distance coast to coast. I'm not kidding you. It used to cost a lot of money. I remember I called my ex-wife one time from Atlantic City for the Tyson-Michael Spinks fight. I think the Brawl for It All back in 1987. They called it the Brawl for It All, and I called it Once and I'll Fall. But the bottom line is, you know, Mike Spinks got knocked out with a punch I didn't think really landed on him. I just think he said, you know, and I'm not getting hurt here against Mike Tyson. I'm getting out of here. And he did. He escaped with a first-round knockout. I think it was a minute and 39 seconds, a minute and 41 seconds, something like that. Anyway, the bottom line was I called the ex-old lady, the ex-wife, per se, and I told her I got 3 minutes on the phone. I'm actually watching my watch here because it's $6 for 3 minutes. Okay, now you can call coast to coast for free. Okay, but back then it cost you $6. But they didn't have the internet, they didn't have email, they didn't have smartphones or dumb phones or nothing like that. You know, it was all about the hard line telephone. And in fact, fax machines were cool back then. So anyway, I called back home and we're talking about the fight, this and that, and it went six, you know, the phone call lasted 3 minutes, cost me $6. She was screaming about the dog laying on the bed, something like that. But, you know, when I went to the fight that day in 1987, I walked into Alexis Arguello. And Alexis and I had talked, and we had been friends before, and we were talking about Andy Gannigan. And, of course, we brought up the fight from 1982, of course, him fighting Gannigan, stopping Gannigan, I believe, in the fifth round, but not before getting dropped in round number two. I mean, Alexis went down like timber! Boom, man, he was down. He was hurt, and he was down. And, of course, you know, Gannigan, I think he retired at 30-4 with 30 knockouts, or 34-4 with 30 knockouts, considered one of the 100 hardest punchers in boxing history by Ring Magazine recently. He wasn't done. I mean, he hurt Alexis again in the second round, in the third round, and Alexis told me when I spent some time with him in 1999, the late Alexis Arguello, of course, having passed away a couple of years ago, allegedly from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but I tend to disagree on that one, even though Arguello talked about suicide on this show here live one night. I kid you not. He and his wife were on the line, and his wife was on the line first, and I was talking to her, and she was telling me that Alexis was smoking cocaine with a Coca-Cola can, and once Alexis heard that, he was on the other line, he grabbed the phone away from her and said, Pedro, this is Alexis, you know, how are you? And I said, I'm okay, more importantly, how are you? And he says, well, you know, I don't want to live anymore. And he said, what? He goes, I don't want to live anymore, I just want to die. So that weekend, or that very day, I got a hold of Jose Suleiman. I called him. He was the president of the World Boxing Council. In fact, he still is the president of the World Boxing Council, the World Boxing Circus, the World of Bunko and Chicanery. Call it what you want. But on this day, he was more than noble, because I explained to him, I said, you know, you're the one that forced Arguello into signing that contract extension with Don King before that WBC title fight with Escalera in Puerto Rico. I think it was in Puerto Rico. I said, you know, and Alexis thinks that, you know, you ruined his life, or you helped ruin his life. And he said, well, I'm sorry that Alexis feels that way. So right now, Alexis is in trouble. I said, you know, he's hooked on cocaine, crack cocaine, the cheapest form of coke that you can get. You can buy it sort of like bubble gum, $10 for a little shot or two. And I'm talking about a hit or two. You smoked it, put it in a pipe and smoked it. And Alexis was hooked on the stuff. And I explained this to Mr. Suleiman on the phone. And Suleiman says to me, well, Pedro, I'm going to wire you $40,000. And I said, what for? He goes, I want you to take Alexis from Nicaragua. I want you to go down and get him in Managua, take him from Nicaragua, bring him to San Francisco, because I know he's got some ties there. There's a lot of Nicaraguan people in San Francisco. He's got some family and some relatives up there. And put him in a rehab. Get his wife and his family set up in a house up there and put him in rehab. So I went down there in August and September of 1999, and I spent about 10 days with Alexis, and, you know, we tried to convince him to go into rehab. In fact, the first 8 or 9 days, I was coddling him and trying to keep him away from the stuff, and he hadn't smoked any crack when I was there. I mean, when I picked me up at the airport, he seemed like the old Alexis Arguello. But, you know, every now and then, his mood started to swing on me, and that wasn't the guy that I knew from years gone by. So You know, I was a little worried as to whether he was smoking crack at night when I didn't know it, or when he was slipping away during the daytime to go to the store or something like that. And, you know, God knows what he was doing in those few minutes he had alone, because I was with him almost 24/7. But we had this big confrontation at the end of my trip down there. I think it was my 9th or 10th day there. We had his priest there, who was a very good friend of his. We had his wife there. We had his kids were in the other room. We had his best friend there. We had a couple of relatives and his close friends and things like this. We had this like this drug confrontation. They call it an intervention. I call it a confrontation. You know, where you confront the alleged user and you tell him, look, man, you know, you're doping it up and you're a mess and, you know, you're going to die and, you know, you're killing your family at the same time. You need to do something positive with your life. You need to go to rehab, the whole nine yards. Well, Alexis, being totally in denial, accused me of being a muckraker and a troublemaker and all this kind of stuff, and said he didn't want Suleiman's money, didn't want to go to rehab, wasn't coming to the United States, that he'd solve his own problems, that he wasn't a junkie, wasn't sticking needles in his arms, therefore he wasn't a junkie, and he wasn't going to go to rehab. Okay, so that was that. So I had left, and then about 3 months later, I think it was on New Year's Eve that year, 1999 to 2000, he got into a serious car accident in Managua, and the government told him either you go to rehab or you go to jail. And Alexis chose rehab. So when I saw him at the International Boxing Hall of Fame about 6 months later in June of 2000, I believe, in Canasota, New York, upstate New York, Verona, New York, one or the other. It's really close, Canasota, Verona, those sort of like border towns there. He credited me with saving his life. And I felt real good about that. He said that in front of Tim Smith of the New York Daily News, and I was honored by that. I mean, I was like blown away by it. He goes, hey, the guy said you saved his life. You know, so wow, I was blown away by that. And then, of course, Alexis, you know, dying a couple of years ago now with, and I haven't written about that, and I've never talked about it. And I've always kept it sort of underneath my hat, you know, the cause of Alexis Arguello's death and this, and that. It's just too painful for me to get into, so I really don't dwell too much on that. But this week, Andy Gannigan, as I said earlier, who knocked Arguello down in the second round, and of course he was the one that knocked out Sean O'Grady and ruined Sean O'Grady's career. There's a big story about this at ringtalk.com, that's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com, about the Hawaiian Punch and how Pat O'Grady, Sean O'Grady's father, lured him into Little Rock, Arkansas as a last-minute replacement for Howard Davis. And what they did, since Howard Davis was a runner and he was a fast guy that moved around and boxed a lot, they got a 15-foot ring for Sean to fight him in. And Pat O'Grady didn't realize that the 15-foot ring was in existence until the morning of the fight. It was an afternoon fight, so he couldn't change the size of the ring. And Gannigan, being one of the biggest punchers, as I said, one of the 100 greatest punchers in the history of boxing, knocked out O'Grady, knocked him down three times. I remember referee Larry Hazard was the third man in the ring that day from New Jersey. He stopped the fight, but the bottom line was that was sort of the end of Sean O'Grady's career, brought together by his unscrupulous father, who did a lot of nasty things in his life. In fact, if I could do an entire show on the dastardly deeds of Pat O'Grady. Won't do them, but I could. Anyway, the bottom line is Andy Gannigan passed away this year, about a year and a half after receiving some injuries in a fight that he did. It was an unprovoked attack by some 290-pound galoot over there in Hawaii, and he's been somewhat of a vegetable for a year and a half, and he died this year at the age of 59 years old. And to me, it was very sad, because he was always a classy guy. And when I went over to Hawaii in 1990 to pick up the North American Boxing Writer of the Year Award, I wanted to see Gannigan. In fact, I asked Chuck Williams, who was a WBC, who still is a WBC honcho up there in the hierarchy of the World Boxing Council. He was a Hawaiian resident, the man to go to in Hawaii, and I asked him, can you get me Andy Gannigan? He said he tried, but he couldn't get a hold of Andy, and the bottom line was that was my one opportunity to spend some time with him over there, and I was unable to do so. And, you know, now he's passed away at the age of 59, and it wasn't necessary. As I said, he was beaten in the street by a guy that just mugged him, basically just said, you know what, I know you're Andy Gannigan, bam, boom, 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 bam, 300-pound man just almost killed him. And year and a half later, he did die from that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, so rest in peace, Andy Gannon. And next up, we'll talk with Lenny Williams. Of course, we're going to talk about tonight's fight, and I will watch this up at Lenny's crib up here in Northern California. Of course, we're talking about Miguel Cotto taking on Floyd Mayweather for the WBC take that back to the WBA Junior Middleweight Championship. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Respect comes to you, and you can hold.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help.
Call 888-831-7489.
If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you.
Call 888-831-7489.
Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone.
Call 888-831-7489.
This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free.
Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Well, that's the way it goes, one in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Ah, that magnificent voice. Platinum recording artist Lenny Williams is in the house right now from his lair in Northern California. Lenny, a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you. You sounding good on the radio?
You know, I'm trying to do my thing here. 20, like you and I, we've been around the block so long that even when we have bad shows, people don't notice it. So, you know, what can I say? So I'm just sort of fortunate enough to have been around a long time to where even when I have a bad day, people really don't notice it that much. And I'm not saying I'm having a bad day today. I'm having a great day. But whether it's a good day or a bad day, I'm just happy to be on this side of the ground, you know, not pushing up them daisies. Anyway, man, how's life treating you? Okay.
Life is good. Life is good. Just keeping busy, you know, just, you know, doing shows and working in the studio. Got a new CD out. Well, a new CD coming out in June and a new single that's out on the radio. So, you know, things are good.
Okay. So is that the one where your mama told you or something like that or what?
Oh, no, that's a song called Didn't Know It Was Your Mama. Yeah, that's one of my songs, and that's on the CD. You know, you got those good-looking mamas, and, you know, somebody's gonna holler at them, you know?
That song was scandalous.
that's what my granddaughter told me. She said, Grandpa, that song is scandalous, yes.
Yeah. We're talking with Lenny Williams, folks. Of course, LennyWilliams.com, platinum recording artist, spent 3 years with the Tower of Power back 73, 74, and 75. And speaking of Tower of Power, Rick Stevens getting out in a few weeks, and after 37 years in the slam, and he can still sing in a little bit. So that's sort of good news.
That's great news. That's great, great news. And I'm looking forward to seeing him, giving him a hug. You know, we correspond right now through letters, and get a chance to shake his hand and you know, just look in his eyes. It'll be super.
Okay. Now tonight, Floyd Mayweather, 42-0, 26 KOs, takes on Miguel Cotto, 37-2, 30 KOs for the WBA 154-pound title. I've got it at 3.5-1. Some of the people in Las Vegas have the odds as high as 6-1. But I say speed, the speed of Mayweather and the guts of Cotto will make the fight easier than most people think, because I think that the more that Cotto tries, the easier it'll be for Mayweather to win.
Yeah, he'll counterpunch him all night. Yeah, counterpunch him to death. Yeah, and probably set him up for a knockout or either bust him up pretty bad. But you know, Mayweather's 35 years old now. You know, so you never can tell when you'll get old. But he hasn't really taken a good beating, so I guess, you know, his body is still young.
Well, yeah. You know, he not a good beating. He's taken like one punch in the last 4 or 5 years, and people keep bringing this up, especially the Manny Pacquiao fans. These people that fantasize about Manny Pacquiao being able to beat Floyd Mayweather. Manny Pacquiao couldn't hit Floyd Mayweather in the butt if he had a tennis racket in his hand. Okay, it just ain't gonna happen. I mean, we're talking styles, we're talking size, we're talking speed, we're talking reach, we're talking overall ability. I mean, I give Manny a lot of credit. I mean, he's done a lot of things, and for a little guy, he's done a whole lot. Of course, moving up from 107 pounds to 147 pounds and not gaining any fat, I thought that was always a little suspicious. In fact, our buddy Victor Conti, another former member of Tower of Power, a bass player, the man that, of course, supplied Barry Bonds and all those guys with all them roids and rigged the 2000 Olympics, he's gone clean now, and he's gone the other way, and he's trying to get the use of steroids out of sports, but he thought it was suspicious. But, you know, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, the styles just don't match up. I mean, I really would see it very, very difficult. I think Cotto's got a better chance on hitting Mayweather tonight than Manny Pacquiao ever will.
I think so, too, yeah. So I think a lot of people want to see that fight. So hopefully, you know, the public will win out and get a chance to see it. And I think a lot of people are going to be surprised, a lot of the Pacquiao fans, for sure.
But, Lenny, the reason why I don't see the fight happening is that, you know, Manny is he's a politician now. He's a congressman. He's going to run for president, I believe, in 2016 in his native Philippines. But, you know, in 2010, he backed out of the fight when he wouldn't take the random drug testing. And then earlier this year, when he thought Floyd Mayweather would be in jail on May the 5th, he said, well, I'll fight Floyd Mayweather May the 5th, but he's going to jail. So then 2 days later, the judge says, well, I'm not going to incarcerate Mr. Mayweather until June 1st. We can fight this May 5th fight, which turns out being against Cotto and not Pacquiao. So Pacquiao all of a sudden turns into Marcel Marceau, like a mute, like a mime. You can't hear him for like a month and a half. A month and a half later, he says, well, I'm not going to be able to fight till June. I've got this cut on my eye, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the bottom line is, of course, he's not going to fight Floyd Mayweather. He's going to fight Tim Bradley on June the 9th. So I think Manny Pacquiao and Bob Arum, I think they can see the writing on the wall, especially after that last Juan Manuel Marquez fight that, you know, it wouldn't bode well for Mr. Pacquiao.
Right. It might hurt his presidential chances and hurt his legacy, yeah, to go out, his last fight to go out on his back. But I guess it's all politics and it's all about money. So everybody's winning, yeah, except the public, you know.
Well, the public's always sort of like the last to prevail in these situations. It ain't like in the 80s and the 70s when Ali and Frazier fought and Duran and Leonard fought and things like that. I mean, the fighters just aren't of the same mentality anymore.
Yeah, I guess the money ruined it, I guess. Okay. The big purses, you think?
Well, anyway, I look forward to seeing you tonight. We're going to watch the fight together. And
Most definitely.
I look forward to that, and I'll be at your crib at an appropriate time. But I thank you so much for the time. I thank you so much for spending this time with us. I want to tell you this. You kicked butt on Jimmy Kimmel not once but twice. In fact, they were so your performance was so good, so stellar, they repeated it 1 week later. So I got to say nothing but congratulations there, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All the best to you, Lenny.
Most definitely. To you, too.
The great Lenny Williams, folks. Talking boxing here on ringtalk.com. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines coast-to-coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can go to ringtalk.com and vote in the polls on the left-hand margin. Mayweather Cotto, who wins? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Rocky Six, nobody cares. Rocky Five killed the franchise. Went to Russia, drank raw eggs, ran upstairs, punched raw meat, had a race on the beach. How many new ways can you train?
Okay, that's enough of the parody there of Eye of the Tiger. Something Manny Pacquiao doesn't seem to have. Sorry. This is the way it is. I mean, he had his chance to fight Floyd Mayweather on more than one occasion. And both times, of course, he's bowed out, if not more than once, not more than twice, at least two times. I have a lot of respect for him, but my respect for him is starting to wane because of the fact that, you know, this is the fight that the people in the Philippines want to see. I mean, the Filipino people want to see this fight more than anybody else, more than Americans, more than any. I mean, I'm just telling you, the entire country over there, Manny Pacquiao can't leave his house. He can't walk down the street because people are bombarding him with questions. When are you going to fight Floyd Mayweather? Even his son, his kids are telling him, Dad, we want you to fight Floyd Mayweather. But, you know, promoter Bob Arum is slick. I mean, he's smart. He's a businessman. He realizes that Manny Pacquiao is his franchise right now, his franchise fighter. And should he lose Manny Pacquiao, and he would lose him as far as popularity is concerned, if he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree by Floyd Mayweather, which will be the result. I mean, there's just no way. But I'll tell you like this. I haven't bet on fights. I bet on two fights in the last 15 years. And the fights that I bet on, where I bet that Andre Ward would win the Super 6 tournament, as far as the super middleweights are concerned, that Showtime Super 6 tournament, and I bet a couple hundred bucks on that and got like 4.5 to 1 odds, something like that. And then I bet on Bernard Hopkins stopping Oscar De La Hoya. And that's it. Those are the only two times I've bet in the last 15 or 20 years. I kid you not. I'm not a bettor. I don't believe in betting on things unless I think that they're really sure, sure things. And I tell you what, if Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather were to fight, I would bet as much as I could on Floyd Mayweather. In fact, I'd go around and pick the pockets of every Filipino person that I know, and I'd, you know, sign them up for bets, 50 bucks, 100 bucks here. And if I had to bet $2,000 or $3,000 out there, if I had to lay $2,000 or $3,000 down, I wouldn't. I'd do it in a heartbeat because I think it's like stealing money. It's the easiest fight out there right now for Floyd Mayweather. And people say to me, Pedro, how can you say that? You know, the way that Manny Pacquiao destroyed Cotto, Cotto was weight drained. They made Cotto fight at 145 or 144 pounds. When Miguel Cotto tonight, his fight with Floyd Mayweather, he weighed in at like close to 154. That's the weight that, you know, he's accustomed to. But yet they drew him down to a weight of 145 pounds. And people laughed. They said, well, he was fighting at 147 before, so what's the big thing in 2 pounds? Well, I'll tell you what, folks. If you're losing weight, if you're drying out, 2 pounds is like, it's a nightmare. 2 pounds is a nightmare. I used to get down to 141 to fight at 139. And I'd be at 141 and I'd be comfortable. I mean, there would be no issues, no stress, nothing. I wasn't starving. But for those last 2 pounds, to take those last 2 pounds off without sitting in a sauna or something like that, it was hell. Even if I had to sit in a sauna, it was hell. My mother used to cook stuff like broccoli with a little meat sauce in it to give me some flavor, and, you know, brown rice and oatmeal. And, I mean, I didn't eat much. I mean, for the last couple of days, I ate like a rabbit, salads and things like that, real light salads. And I remember one time going 48 hours without eating to make weight for a Golden Glove championship, which I ended up defending and winning. That was back in, well, let's not say what year it was, because that sort of tells you how old I am. But the bottom line was that was at the Concord Pavilion. And, you know, it's not easy making weight. So to ask to ask Miguel Cotto to come in at 145 or 144 against Manny Pacquiao, I thought was a detriment to Cotto. And the fact that it gave Manny an advantage. Of course, Manny fought Antonio Margarito, a natural junior middleweight, a guy that weighed in 154 pounds. They made him fight him at 140, at 150. So Manny's had these catchweight fights all along, and that's why he's sort of like the catchweight fight king of boxing. And, you know, I'm not all that impressed with it. And tonight, Floyd Mayweather willing to step up and fight Miguel Cotto, and, of course, at his weight of 154 pounds. And I say, well, props to him. He could have made Cotto come down a weight. I mean, Cotto wanted to make the money, would have came down a weight, I'm sure. But we look at the records now, 42-0, 26 KOs. Of course, the one fight that people don't remember in the career of Floyd Mayweather was back when he fought Carlos Hernandez, El Famoso. That was his nickname. And Floyd's hands were hurt, and Floyd looked like he wanted to quit on a couple of occasions, and he didn't. And he ended up winning, I believe, a 12-round decision. But had Hernandez stepped on the gas that day, I believe he could have beaten Floyd Mayweather. And, of course, Floyd had that somewhat controversial fight the first time around with Jose Luis Castillo, and he ended up winning that fight. But then the rematch, I mean, he came back and he schooled Castillo in the rematch. The rematch was like within 6 months. He came back and he schooled him. So tonight I've got it like 3.5 to 1, and I know Vegas odds are a lot higher than that, but I just, that's just where I think the odds should be. But I think the speed of Floyd Mayweather and the guts of Cotto will make the fight easier than most of you think. I really do. I think, you know, I'll tell you what, here's what I'm doing. If I was betting on this fight, I'd drop $3,500 to win $4,500. That's how confident I am in Floyd Mayweather being able to beat Miguel Cotto. I think Miguel Cotto's heart is huge. I think he's going to come to fight. I think that will be his undoing, without a doubt. That will be his undoing. I mean, he can try all he wants, you know, but when you're faced with a better fighter in there, a guy that has better skills than you, a guy that's, you know, that's faster than you, and even though you're slightly bigger, and I think Cotto is going to be slightly bigger than Mayweather as far as body mass is concerned, it's just not going to be enough. And at the end of the day, at the end of the night, Floyd Mayweather will have won most of the rounds, if not all the rounds, and if he doesn't stop Cotto, because I think Cotto will be coming forward and trying for it, and I think that will be his undoing. As I said, I'm trying, not trying to be redundant here, that will be his undoing. But the bottom line is I expect Floyd Mayweather to win to going away. And the poll's still at ringtalk.com. I think we've got 2,200 votes here. And out of 2,200 votes, is 55% for Mayweather, 42% for Cotto, and 2% a draw. And I'm going to tell you why these numbers are stacked the way they're stacked. Is that the Filipino people, the Pinoys and the Pinays, that's Filipino men and Filipino women in Tagalog, okay, they despise Mayweather. They hate him because, you know what, they know their boy is going to get schooled by Floyd Mayweather. So they hate him. I mean, if they had a chance, put it this way. Floyd Mayweather drove through Manila in an open motorcade like JFK did in Dallas back in 1963. There'd be lots of grassy knoll gunmen shooting at Floyd Mayweather. No question about that. I'm talking about if he was to go to the Philippines and drive in an open car through the capital of the country. But these 42% that have picked Cotto to win, most of these people are Manny Pacquiao fans, because you can't, I mean, when you look at the fight on paper, there's just no way you can see Miguel Cotto winning. I mean, it's just, it's ludicrous. It's just ludicrous. And I love Cotto. I spent time with him in November 2010. We spent a couple of hours together at the WBO, the World Boxing Organization Convention, down in Cartagena, Colombia, and he was there with his lovely wife. And, you know, Colombia's got the most beautiful women in the world, and his wife is even more beautiful than most of the Colombian women down there. So he brought his beautiful wife with him, and he had some friends with him, and he and I talked about, you know, Manny Pacquiao and whether or not he was using steroids and performance-enhancing drugs. And he said that although he didn't know, he didn't want to accuse him of anything without having proof, but he said that it blew his mind that Manny Pacquiao was getting stronger about the seventh or eighth round, when he should have been getting weaker. I mean, here was a naturally smaller man fighting a bigger man and getting stronger as the fight went on, when in normal medical terms, normal physical terms, it would be the opposite. The smaller guy would be getting tired from pushing around the bigger man for seven or eight rounds. But instead, he got stronger, he got faster, he was punching harder. So that leads a lot of us to believe that, yes, Manny Pacquiao was using performance-enhancing drugs back then, okay? But his last three fights, he's looked flat. In fact, his trainer, his conditioning guru, Alex Ariza, left the Philippines about 10 days ago, said, I've had enough. Manny Pacquiao and he said after the Marquez fight that Manny Pacquiao was exposed. He's not doing anything better. His conditioning is not what it once was. His dedication is not what it once was. And I guess it is sort of hard to focus on boxing when you're a congressman and, you know, you've got kids allegedly being born out of wedlock and you got people, ladies accusing you in the newspapers and all the various periodicals in your country and you're a congressman, this and that, of not paying child support on illegitimate children and things like that. I guess it would be sort of tough to concentrate on boxing, okay? But they took Pacquiao away and they took him to a place called Gumbayo, G-U-M-B-I-O, city. And that's up in the high ranks, high mountains of the Philippines. And they've got him training there, and he's supposed to leave for Los Angeles, I think, today or tomorrow. He should be at the Wild Card Gym, I think, Monday. That's what I'm talking about, the Wild Card Gym down there in Hollywood, California. Of course, his trainer, Freddie Roach, runs that. But, you know, do I think Manny Pacquiao is going to beat Tim Bradley on the 9th of June? Yeah, Bradley's only got 12 knockouts. He's 24-0, but he's only got 12 stops. So I wouldn't consider him a, quote, big puncher, although he does punch with three hands, much like Bernard Hopkins. What I mean by that is, you know, he's got two gloved hands, his right and his left, and then he's got his head, and he headbutts a lot. So he's got three gloves, or three hands, per se. And if I was Manny Pacquiao, I'd be concerned with that. And, of course, I'd be talking to the referee beforehand saying, you know, hey, watch the guy's head and the whole nine yards, but we'll see what happens. That'll be on June the 9th, the same arena, the MGM Grand, of course, the Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, of course, this is the same arena in which tonight Miguel Cotto will defend his WBA junior middleweight title against Floyd Mayweather. And like I said earlier when I was talking with Lenny Williams, that, you know, Pacquiao had said in January that he would fight Floyd Mayweather May the 5th, but Floyd was going to jail, so he couldn't fight him. So then, as I said, I'm not trying to be redundant, but I'm trying to drive home a point here, okay? Manny Pacquiao said he would fight Mayweather May the 5th. Then the judge says, well, guess what? Floyd's not going to go to jail. He's not going to report for incarceration. I don't know whether he's going to go to some type of summer camp or work camp or whatever it is regarding this domestic violence issue he got into with his, quote, baby's mama about a year and a half ago. But the bottom line is he's going to have to spend some time, and it'll start June the 1st. So this comes out about 3 days after Manny Pacquiao goes on national television and says, I would fight Floyd Mayweather, but he's going to jail on, you know, and I cannot fight him on May the 5th and that kind of stuff. Well, turns out he's not going to fight anybody on May the 5th. I mean, Manny Pacquiao then came up with an excuse about a month later through his promoter, Bob Arum, whose epitaph should read on his gravestone. And this is what he told the press in the 1980s, quote, yesterday I was lying, but today I'm telling the truth. I kid you not. An admitted felon himself, Mr. Bob Arum, did say that, okay? So then Arum comes out about 3 or 4 weeks after Manny says he'd fight Floyd Mayweather on May the 5th. He says that Manny Pacquiao has a cut and he won't be able to fight until June, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you can smell the BS through the phone, through the radio, like I could smell it watching it on TV, you know what I'm talking about. You know, Floyd, both Manny Pacquiao and Bob Arum realize that, you know, fighting Floyd Mayweather is just not the smart thing to do. It's a career ender. Your invincibility is gone. This fight will define Manny Pacquiao's legacy. Not beating up on Oscar De La Hoya or Ricky Hatton. When you knocked out Ricky Hatton 2 rounds, I thought that was his most sensational fight without a doubt. Okay, but that's not the fight he's going to be remembered for. He's going to be remembered for getting his tail handed to him, excuse me, by Floyd Mayweather if and when they ever fight. And that's why they haven't fought yet, is that Manny Pacquiao realizes that. It's a career ender. It's a deal breaker. It's over with. The sponsorships, the worldwide legacy. I mean, the entire country, the Philippines, they better supply them with boatloads of Prozac because they're going to be so depressed they'll need antidepressants after Mayweather spanks them. And it'll be a spanking. It will not be even a fight. I'm telling you, it won't be a fight. This is not a competitive match. Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, it's just not. I mean, after the fight, if the Las Vegas police want to, I think they can arrest Floyd Mayweather if he fights Manny Pacquiao for domestic violence. Sorry, that's just the way I see things. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, coming up on our next hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we talk about the MMA. Of course, tonight, the UFC on Fox 3, that's Fox TV, at 5 p.m. Pacific time. The fight start on Facebook an hour earlier, but the bottom line is, good fights tonight. We get to talk about that in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help.
Call 888-831-7489.
If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you.
Call 888-831-7489.
Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone.
Call 888-831-7489.
This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free.
Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Ah, the theme from the Mod Squad. In fact, you can catch a Mod Squad on My Entertainment Television, or MeTV. I think it's 10 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. They're carrying a lot of good old shows, including The Rifleman and The Rockford Files and Kojak and things like that. So it's a great TV show. DV Channel is the only one that I really watch outside of maybe a sporting event. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing. 15 more people have voted in the Mayweather-Cotto poll at ringtalk.com that breaks it to like 2,250 or something like that. And still, 55% favor Mayweather, 42% favor Cotto, and I'll tell you the truth, I really don't think that the 42% are legitimate. Speaking of legitimate, this week I talked in a column at ringtalk.com called Yesterday and Today, The Differences in Boxing. I talked about how the establishment is crippled and neutered boxing, and people laugh at me. What are you talking about? Well, you know, the great Jacob Finkelstein, who was Jack Fisk, said that boxing would be dead by the year 2016. Well, in 1986, there were 5,000 boxing shows across the country here in the United States. Last year, there were 500. You think Fisk was right? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Okay, don't forget tonight, Floyd Mayweather Jr. defending his pound-for-pound title as far as boxing is concerned against Miguel Cotto, going after Miguel Cotto's WBA Junior Middleweight Championship. That comes on live on pay-per-view at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Of course, the UFC airs live at 5 p.m. Pacific time on regular Fox TV, so you got a choice there. And if you want, you can watch both events. So you got a DVR, or you can watch the UFC first and then watch the Floyd Mayweather main event coming on about 8:15 or 8:30. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life.